Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. Surrogate mothers in Queensland are fighting plans to criminalise surrogacy arrangements for same-sex couples. The LNP government is set to ban gay couples, as well as singles and de factos who have been together for less than 2 years, from using altruistic surrogacy services. But at an emergency meeting in Brisbane, family lawyer Stephen Page said the changes could breach the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Sex Discrimination Act. Rachel Cundy told the ABC she had been willing to help a gay couple by acting as a surrogate, but under the changes, they could all be jailed for up to 3 years.
Having children is an amazing experience, and I definitely did want to help someone else experience that. And when I met Michael and Jared, it was obvious that they weren't going to be able to have children on their own.
Tony Abbott has come under fire from within his own party, with the former New South Wales Liberal Premier Nick Greiner revealing to Sky News that his daughter is gay, before criticising the opposition leader's refusal to allow his MPs a conscience vote on marriage equality.
I have a family member and a daughter who's in a gay marriage or a gay relationship, so I could be said to have a bias. But I think the notion of not giving people a conscience vote on what is quintessentially conscience vote issue is just bizarre.
Greiner said the Liberal Party he'd been part of for 40 years has always allowed individual freedom for its members and has always believed in conscience votes. He also suggested Mr Abbott should go to the next election with a renewed policy that would allow coalition MPs a conscience vote on the issue in the future.
The latest census data has found 4 in 10 same-sex couples in Australia are Christian. Christians represent a smaller proportion of gay couples than straight couples, but are more likely to be Buddhist, which was the second most common religion amongst gay couples at 4%. 48% of gay couples reported no religion, compared to 21% of heterosexual couples. Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality says the data shows being in a same-sex relationship is increasingly unremarkable and makes exclusion from equal marriage rights look outdated.
Organisers of London's Pride Parade are struggling with a massive funding shortfall that is threatening the scale and success of this year's event. As a result of the cash crisis, the parade has been reduced to a walking event only, with owners of cars and floats told they can no longer participate. Pride management had been promoting this year's parade as one of the biggest and best ever, hoping to cash in on the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations and the Olympics. However, organisers have now admitted that the extra attention on London this year has had the opposite effect, with corporate donations hard to find and commercial targets not being reached.
The partners of gay men who receive a knighthood from the Queen may receive formal recognition themselves following a review of the British honour system by Tory MP Oliver Colville. Colville has introduced a bill to allow husbands of homosexual men who have been knighted to receive honorary titles themselves, similar to those of heterosexual couples. If the legislation passes, Sir Elton John's partner David Furnish will be renamed thanks to his famous bow.
The makers of Oreo cookies, Kraft Foods, have been applauded by LGBT advocacy groups in the US for their support of Pride Month by releasing an image of a rainbow-stuffed cookie on the Oreo Facebook page. A spokesman for the company said they've always had a proud history of celebrating diversity and inclusiveness, and the image is a fun reflection on their values. Unsurprisingly, there's also been a wealth of online criticism of the image, with one Facebook page posting that Kraft have thrown morals out the window and they've urged people to boycott the cookie.
Briefly, in other news, Joy 94.9 has announced the interim general manager, Conrad Brown, has been formally appointed to the role this week, with President Breed Lewis labelling his performance over the last 7 months as outstanding. And openly gay DJ Ruby Rose is spearheading a new national campaign from the Australian Human Rights Commission targeting cyberbullying amongst young people.
Now to QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Former AFL Players Association manager Dr. Pippa Grange says the league found tackling homophobia, quote, too hard after their campaign to promote acceptance of gays failed and was placed on the back burner. Dr. Grange reported that she was keen to widen the discussion on homophobia in football, commissioning Jason Ackermanis' article titled Stay in the Closet, but the piece was met with a heated negative reaction, stalling the AFL's commitment to the project.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.